Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you again.
Good to see you again, too.
Last week, you left us with a challenge. Why don't we start by clearing that thing up?
Yes, I read a sentence with two blanks, and I said remove the letters B-O from the word that goes in the first blank to get the word that goes in the second. The restaurant had a steady stream of customers waiting for tables, which kept the blank blank all night.
A steady stream of customers would keep the bus boy busy all night.
That is indeed correct. All right, Ian, on March 7th, 1850, Senator Daniel Webster gave a speech to the U.S. Senate that is commonly known as, perhaps not surprisingly, the 7th of March speech. He spoke in favor of the Compromise of 1850, a series of bills regarding territory the U.S. acquired in the Mexican-American War. Hopefully we won't make too many compromises during this week's quiz, which is about famous speeches.
Okay.
After being arrested for voting in the 1872 presidential election, what advocate for women's suffrage gave a speech titled, Is It a Crime for a Citizen of the United States to Vote?
Susan B. Anthony?
That's correct. And she gave that speech in over 50 New York towns and villages, so her trial had to be moved from Monroe County to Ontario County. During a 1987 speech in front of the Brandenburg Gate, what four-word challenge did Ronald Reagan pose to Mikhail Gorbachev, believing it would, quote, advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace?
Tear down this wall.
Tear down this wall. During his retirement speech in July of 1939, what New York Yankees first baseman declared himself, quote, the luckiest man on the face of the earth?
That was Lou Gehrig.
It was indeed, and that was 1 month after his diagnosis of ALS, which we now, of course, call Lou Gehrig's disease. In a 1961 speech, Newton Minow advocated for programs in the public interest, saying, quote, when television is bad, nothing is worse. At the time, Minow was the chairman of what government agency responsible for overseeing broadcast television standards?
The FCC.
The FCC is right, the Federal Communications Commission. And that speech is often called the Wasteland speech because in it he says that American commercial TV programming is, quote, a vast wasteland. That's why we're on the radio.
And that was 35 years before reality television.
That's right.
Think about that for a minute.
He had never even heard of Jersey Shore.
Right.
And finally, in what 1976 film does newsman Howard Beale give an on-air speech that includes the lines, I want you to get up right now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's Network.
It is indeed Network. And Peter Finch, who played Howard Beale, died before winning Best Actor for that film. So that was the first posthumously awarded Oscar.
Wow.
Instead of sticking your head out the window and yelling, why not go to your computer and drop us a line? quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can check out the oratory at wamc.org/anyquestions, where we have some extra credit and this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, fear itself. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, four letters in the first word, six letters in the second, for something you hope a cold remedy will provide. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
Sounds good to me. See you then.